You know, God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise.
Really?
For real. That hasn't changed. What you read in the Bible, which are truths, they don't change. It's playing out every day. That's why you know it's a simulation. Simulation, because it's playing out. The same truth in the Bible is playing out every day. That's really like a no-brainer. If all the truths and Proverbs and Psalms and Old Testament, New Testament, they're playing out every day in your life, each day is a new day of that same truth. And God has given you the cycles to birth you to your new state. I'll give you an example. So what I'll do is I'll go on Instagram, subscribe to a bunch of channels. I'll subscribe to the New Age just to see their pattern. And I've realized the New Agers are just the new witches. Genesis 3, Eve was the first witch. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So the New Agers, what is the common denominator with them? I just woke up, that's why I'm kind of talking funny. The common denominator is no different than the Pentecostal church. The New Age people have shifted over to being light workers. Now, Lucy Light and works-based salvation. Think about that. Light workers. Lucy Light, Lucifer Light, 1,000 points of light, the fake light, 1,000 concubines pulling Solomon into idolatry. So the light workers are 1,000 points of light trying to pull you into idolatry. And it's a works-based system. That's why they say, I'm a light worker. They're working for Lucifer. They're telling you by their words what they are. Light workers working for Lucy Light. I love Lucy. Luciferian. Now, most of them, if you watch them long enough, they'll pull up some tarot cards. And they'll admit that they're hearing from the Pleiadians or other voices or some kind of being that's not terrestrial. Now, some of it could be voice-to-skull technology, but most of the time it's just a demon pretending to be. See, what the devil's a master deceiver, and what he's doing now, most of the light workers, they're either women or feminine. Think about it. So what happened to Genesis 3? Same thing. The devil whispered to Eve. Eve believed the lie. She ate and drank the lie, hook, line, and sinker. But the reason these light workers do evil, you know, the Bible talks about whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. But they're proud of all their different relationships that they're in. They're proud of that. But they have a hard heart and they don't even know it. So they've been given strong delusions, right? Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So they're proud of their liberal lifestyle. They're proud of it. And so they have a hard heart, and God has sent them strong delusions. And most of them are kind of young, but they're headed towards reprobate mind, and so they have actually sold their soul to the dark side. And so they don't mind. See, here's how they justify it in their mind. I've watched them. I've looked for the pattern. There's thousands of them online. I'm not talking about any particular one, but there's thousands of them. They're all over the place. They're just ridiculous. So here's the deal. The reason they can see some of the fact that time don't exist and the cycle repeat, the reason they can see some spiritual things is because of Lucifer. Now, one thing they won't admit, they'll never admit, just like the Pentecostals, they'll never admit they're sinners. They'll never admit to being weak. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. They'll never admit that, because their whole thing is they want to empower themselves. They want to be powerful. They want to be gods on earth. They want to transform to that new state by the energy of the flesh. And another pattern is, this is why they're putting metahumans on all the TV shows and all these metahuman shows, because they want to take and become metahumans in clay. Now, you can be a metahuman by his spirit, and they are kind of, if they got a demon, if they're demon possessed, they are kind of metahuman, but it's of lies, because here's what happens with these light creatures. You'll catch, they'll contradict themselves. But they can never admit their sin, because the whole purpose is they're a light worker, right? They're always doing good. They're always walking in love. They're not judging. You see what happened? So when society's shifted toward the light worker mindset, nobody can talk. Everybody gets offended. And their common denominator is they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to judge anybody. They don't want to say what's right or what's wrong. Well, no human can really say what's right or wrong, but the Bible makes it clear what's right or wrong. God tells you what's right and what's wrong. If you got the Holy Spirit, you know what love is and what love is not, because love lines up with the truth. And so if they're killing babies, and if they're going from Adam and Eve to Adam and Steve, you know it's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible talks about covenant breakers without natural affection, so forth. That's what's happening. And so they're learning to be clones of the Lucy light, which is a light worker, which is works-based salvation, and a works-based salvation cannot admit sin, because there's something in their mind that blocks them from seeing their sin, but they can see how bad the world is. That's why they're called a light worker. So they can see how bad the world is and how much it needs to change, but they can't see how much they need to change. That's the bizarro land. That's their ultimate. If you really want to, I just realized just now as I'm talking, if you really want to try to pull them out of their deception, you'd have to say, well, so you're a light worker and you want to change the world. Why do you want to change the world? Because it's bad? Yes, it's bad. They might not even say bad. They might say some other words. So it's just not the way it should be, right? Correct. So then you can say, well, are you part of the world? Yes. Are you part of the hive, the world system? Are you part of creation? Yes. Are you bad? No, I'm a light worker. You see, I haven't talked to them about that, because they got to the point where they don't even want to entertain somebody else's point of view. It's sad. It's sad, and it's like sad guru. He's sad. He never mentions the gospel. If he mentions Jesus in a derogatory way, but their whole goal is that you're God. You might be following in the steps of Jesus, the Holy Spirit in you, sons of God, daughters of God, but you, see, this is what they're doing. If you listen to the gurus long enough, they will say that everything in front of you, you're creating. Wrong. Everything in front of you is a reflection. It's like a farmer. If the farmer sows seed, watermelon seed, beans, whatever seed that the farmer sows, it reflects back. It's a feedback loop. So God has set up a system. God has allowed this system, because it's fallen man, God allowed this system to cut you, to turn you. Because if you cry out, if you finally see your sin, if you finally see your weakness, if you finally see the energy of the flesh is no good, then you cry out to God. You get saved. then you can follow Christ in the right path, the right manner. But they talk about the path, but their path is their works. Our path as a believer is the finished work of Jesus. And so we walk by faith, because the path was already, Jesus already walked the path. It's already done. It's finished. And so our path is a walk of faith. It's already finished. We enter in by faith. We walk by faith. If you're saved by faith, you walk by faith. It's a path that is just following after Christ. And you become a spiritual farmer, but you're not the one who made the dirt. You know, you're not the one who made the seed. You can water the seed. You can put a mirror, put a greenhouse around it, and get it, put the right nutrients and stuff around it. But can you make it grow? God does the growth. It's growth from the inside. The Holy Spirit in you, growing you up.